Lord, this is Cowboy 347, and it's 2024. May I ask you a couple of questions? Do you feel like you're called to ministry? As an individual, do you know you have a voice, but you also know that you're not being heard? Are you an undiscovered genius, all because you don't have time to spend on anything else but posting, opposed to actual production? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a helper, and I'm Cowboy 347. Please let me help you. Through my syndication platform, NC347, we will unpack all the strenuous tasks of ID3 tagging, audio production, audio editing, which requires 24-hour turnaround, removal of ums and ahs, but most importantly, posting your content on all the well-known national syndication platforms. Can I make a suggestion? Create, don't wait. Through our partnership, we will discover your sweat equity and make you a beacon of light. It's better to find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. The Ranch 1922 Company is enthused about the innovative product that we're looking to bring to the DMV area. When it comes to the experience that we're looking to innovate, we're looking to be in harmony with the consumer so that the producer can deliver with consideration, integrity, and accountability, and experience that imputes human flourishing and innovative ideology. Now, we're talking about a coffee shop, but when it comes to contributing to our community, it's more than just a cafe. It's an agricultural hub where you can farm your future. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, please like, but most importantly, subscribe. Because with that, that will allow us to deliver to you way more quality insurance when it comes to this beautiful message that I believe that God bestowed upon my heart through the economy and the industry and the history of coffee. An agricultural item, a future on the New York Stock Exchange, and the power of brand development and entrepreneurship. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. I would like to, with enthuse, talk about the beauty of the history behind this product. Now, this week we will be having a live stream or a boardroom discussion with the community of the DMV, and we're looking to discover a solution to a problem that they may not be experiencing regarding fellowship, assistance, offering. But to illustrate the necessity, right, of knowledge, I want to talk about the history of this product. So the reason why I got into this is because of when my life has brought me up into today, I've educated myself and I've learned a bunch of things, but there's something that I wanted to leave for my family, legacy-wise. So I hope you guys tap into prior episodes and episodes to come. But I had to go into the history to understand this swag, this cadence of, quality experience, the nature of accountable development that kind of like falls in line with art imitates life and life imitates art. And I delved into the history of the commodity of coffee. So there's an episode I did on producing equity with Cowboy 347. Go check it out. Where I was talking about Thomas Paine and I was talking about the Boston Tea Party. In correlation to them throwing all the tea into the water, that was the opportunity where coffee actually became widespread in the United States of America. And I said, wow, coffee was a part of history to the magnitude of so many different areas chronologically in the world, where the world is at today, that I had to dive in even deeper. In the 1950s, coffee was considered a novelty to London. Speaking of the Boston Tea Party, finding their independence from the British colonial government, and coffee finding its way to the United States through the British government. But in the 1950s, coffee was a novelty. A novelty. I'm talking GQ, right? I'm talking Vogue. I'm talking Louis V. I'm talking in London at the time. And because of its novelty development, it became such a popular drink that it replaced beer and wine for the drink of breakfast. Now imagine that back in the day, drinking wine and beer before consuming some good old eggs, scrambled eggs and cheese, with a side of bacon or sausage, depending what your preference is, some good grits, and you're drinking beer and wine to cap your meal. But somehow coffee integrated into that process and became the drink of breakfast. And it was this area where coffee inspired politics, arts, and culture in London. And when the Boston Tea Party began that rapture, it funneled its way geographically, right, to the western part of the Atlantic, spreading more ground marketing wise. Being the second most popular drink in the world next to coffee. Now, the history, the economy, the agriculture. I talked to you guys about the bean belt. The bean belt, agriculturally, where this product is grown and how the producer strategically produces coffee and trades it physically, and sometimes risking their sweat equity to only get a percentage of what's offered, depending on the language of trade. But not only that, coffee is a part of the New York Stock Exchange, the SP 500. It's a future. And on the stock exchange, it was considered a C price, a commodity priced item in the SP 500. So on a macro level, this commodity was traded by shipments of 300 bags, where producers would typically lose money because normally you would charge a dollar per, the dollar amount per pound. And we'll get in another episode, we'll talk about.
Yes, Lord. Imagine every day for a year meeting up to share buildings and consumables to take your Yuba product to the next level. Join Compound 99. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. We are looking for 30 creators, entrepreneurs, Schedule a call to see if you qualify. Find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord.
Oh, you know, another element of business that I look to get into. But producers would lose money because the language of trade was that shipments would come in loads of 300 bags and they would get charged for the bag amount opposed to the actual dollar amount per pound. And because of that, this created agricultural unions that developed different language of trade in the industry of coffee. When it comes to fair trade, when it comes to rainforest trade, there's different elements on how coffee is traded behind the supply and demand language of trade. Being that the minimum producers would accept as a forced, right, opposed to the sweat equity of producing their product, they would have to take the minimum. And seed price does not affect the cost of the production on a micro level. On a micro level, when it's exchanged fairly, you are getting price per pound, dollar amount per pound. And the reason why this is conflicted is because, again, coffee is a stock exchanged item considered to be a future. And because it's the second most needed drink in the world, to being behind water, and the drink of breakfast, hedge fund owners saw it was a perfect place to make money due to the supply and demand, making it the second most traded now commodity in the world. Now, the perception of this information is brief. There's so much more about this commodity and the mystery of how it got to this point of germination, farming, pruning, harvesting after production, right? Processing, and then roasting, and then drinking, right? But it's also amazing to me how there's so many different chronological eras of time that coffee played a part in geographically a location's development, whether it was Spain, whether it was London, right? Whether it was United States of America. Coffee was a part of every industry at one point. Just to give you an example, Spain, coffee was shared through the culture, through fashion, and was gifted to the Louis family. Think about that. The prestige and the quality acceptance of this item is in fact bougie. But the fact that this item is a commodity on the stock exchange tells in our face is a blatant form of expression that the rich invest long term opposed to looking for the big hit. Shout out to all the cafes. Shout out to the wholesale roasteries that has their coffee in every corner store, gas station. Right? Shout out to the coffee shops that has franchise locations in every state, city, town, country, worldwide. Shout out to the producers who are in the bean belt and they have plantations, they have lots. Shout out to the producers who auction off their quality to measure their performance every year. There's something special about this seed. Now, as we know, this was discovered in Ethiopia from Africa. But for some reason, the minorities don't love coffee. Now, when I say minorities, it's not, I'm saying that as a minority, I noticed that a lot of us don't want to drink coffee because of the caffeine intake. But coffee is a seed. It is great for you. It's healthy for you. Being a product that was discovered in Africa and then smuggled and distributed through the world from the Dutch. So, ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is absolutely marketing. This podcast is about the discovery of where we want to plant our coffee shop / media hub that will be able to change lives and uplift brands to do more, right? In the times that we live in. And I want to hear the solutions that you may want to see solve problems in the community. So I will be doing a live stream. I will be doing a discussion board that will bring us to a place of harmony to effectively deliver human flourishing to the community. So click the link. Schedule your time, your slot to where you want to ask questions in the live stream. Don't miss it. 30 slots available. Let me remind you that in order for us to deliver top shelf discussion, in order for me to impute to you night in and night out the beauty of what the Ranch 1922 company represents, subscribe. And I'm promising you a brand that will affect the community intergenerationally, that will develop a brand that will gather families, gather homes for decades, from great grandmas to grandmas to mothers, fathers, great grandfathers, grandfathers, first generation, second generation, for years. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. And to be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, podcast producer and radio personality. And this message is for businesses in the local area. Did you know that today 100% of the population is 100% comfortable listening to voices? 73% of that 100% are full-time employees. Well, not only that, 83% of that 100% have at least $75,000 in their bank account. Are you looking to promote and articulate your system, scale your training, and scale your value? May I ask you a question? Are you tired of using a shotgun, spraying the entire world with your value, with just one post and one video, only to hit a fraction of your target? To be a helper is to be a cowboy. And I'm Cowboy 347. Take this sniper rifle. Let me syndicate your business-to-business podcast where you can boost your interpersonal marketing. Articulate to your client avatar a compelling offer through strategic content planning and boosting your marketing with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time. To be an entrepreneur is to be in sport. And we all should be trying to find something to do before something to do finds you. I'm Cowboy 347. Let's go. Yes, Lord.